This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, I want to switch gears for a quick second. Talk about the economy. I think gas prices, little better, still too rich for my blood. Groceries, expensive. Restaurants, expensive. Movies, expensive. And so we're starting to react. We don't need the government telling us we're in a recession. We don't need the definitions. People are going to spend less. They're going to go out less. And one thing we're doing less of is going to a movie theater. Now, movie theaters with COVID, that was kind of a mixed bag. Because movie theaters are pretty big. You know, if it's not a packed movie, you could sit easily 6 feet away from somebody. But the problem is during COVID, they were the first to shut down and one of the last to reopen. And the movie industry also had to rely on Hollywood or the movie theater industry. So you have Hollywood or you have the movies, and then you have Hollywood or then you have the theaters. And so when the theaters are like, all right, let's do this, we could do this. If good movies, blockbuster movies, weren't coming around the bend, or something that would attract people, then they couldn't necessarily have these great opens. And movie companies needed to have good launches. They needed to have a launch of their movie that would bring in opening records. It's really, really huge for a movie production company and for the industry to say, okay, Avatar's opening weekend brought in this many million. I don't know, Jurassic Park, Top Gun, Maverick. The opening weekend numbers are huge. Now, you and I might be like, well, look, the movie theaters are struggling. You make money, whether it's this weekend or next weekend, so just get the movie out there. But they need these metrics. So the Hollywood waited and waited and put it off. The 007 movie got put off. The Wonder Woman movie got put off. And these things that they thought were going to be blockbusters got put off until they could say they had a good opening weekend. And they struggled. Top Gun Maverick was kind of in between some COVID waves. And, you know, it was really highly anticipated. There was buildup for years of this. And so you had the baby boomers and Generation X who remembered the 80s movie. You had the millennials and the Gen Zs who were really, really excited about. So it worked out good. But there weren't enough of those movies. So now we have, I believe Cineworld owns Regal. They've been talking about filing for bankruptcy. AMC has been having issues. So multiple movie theaters are having issues. So what's going to happen is on September 3rd, I believe, they're going to have National Cinema Day. This is where movie tickets will be just $3 in the majority of theaters. The Cinema Foundation, which is a nonprofit arm of the National Association of Theater Owners, on Sunday announced that September 3rd will be a nationwide discount day in more than 3,000 theaters and more than 30,000 screens. So AMC, Regal Cinemas are participating, all major film studios. And then tickets should be no more than $3. Now, obviously, you're going to be spending money on the soda pop and on the, you know, on the popcorn. It's interesting. There's a place called Cinebar, where I live, where you could order dinner. And you could order drinks while you watch the movie. So I get $5 movie tickets on Tuesdays. So I take my husband and go, okay, we're going to go to the movie theater. You know, we have the cheap tickets. And then we can see a first-run movie. The problem is by the time we order the hot wings, they call them Lord of the Wings, and the, you know, or the pizza or the salad and a couple drinks, we're all ready for, you know, but we don't mind it because it's better than spending that money on popcorn. At least we feel like we get to eat dinner. But still, it's a lot of money. So Labor Day weekend is actually one of the slower weekends in theaters. Even though you would think that these holiday weekends are bigger, Labor Day weekend is because it's kind of one of the last weekends of the summer. So for those people that still aren't back at school, it's like one last chance to do one last trip. And also a lot of, you know, parents are starting to get their kids ready to school. They do back to school shopping. Movies aren't really the biggest, you know, deal. So it might help. So the August lull has hurt. Cineworld, which owns Regal Cinemas, said the scant supply of major new releases and its recent plans to fill for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And remember, the movie industry needs theaters. We talked about this. You know, Hollywood kind of did the movie theaters in, and they shot themselves, I think, in the foot, because if you don't have the theaters to roll out the movie, then, you know, but people are less inclined to go to the movies. One, it's expensive. Two, people might not want to get sick. And three is you got them used to for 2.5 years sitting at home watching a movie. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Remember I told you about 13 Lives, the movie where the Thailand soccer team got stuck in the cave? And the Navy SEALs, Thailand Navy SEALs, and Americans, and the British, famous British divers, cave divers, came in to help them. That movie was on Amazon Prime. So you streamed it, and it was probably one of the best movies I've seen in years. But it was streamed. Yeah, and you know, when you go to the movie, and Thor was great, Thor was fun, Jurassic Park was fun, but if I'm seeing better movies and better shows at home, like now House of the Dragon, that's excellent. You know, not as good as Game of Thrones yet, but it's taken a while to build up. That streams on HBO Max on Sundays. I'm going to see that. Finishing up Better Call Saul. I saw that The Godfather movie. The one where they looked at, not The Godfather movie, but the show that looked at The Offer. That was fantastic. So there's these series that are pretty damn good. And so once you, you know, and I think that's what's hurting. Some of these movies.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, well, nobody's asking you, Siri. These movies, once you go to a movie and it kind of stinks, because post-COVID movies don't really seem to be as good, there's this reluctance to go out and go to a theater. Not to mention with all the crime. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So there was a question that wasn't asked of me, and I forget which show this was on, but somebody had said that they had a child in a sport and that child was getting their butt kicked by somebody else that they felt was not of the same gender. And I'm not exactly sure what happened to that, but I saw this story. A school in Utah apparently had to, or I don't know if they had to, but they dug into a student's athlete's records to check to see if she was transgender after she clearly outclassed her opponents in a sport competition. They say parents of two students who lost to an unnamed athlete filed a complaint and questioned her gender. The school checked the student's records dating back to kindergarten to determine her gender. The high school student and parents had no knowledge of the inquiry or complaint. So, I'm not sure what they found, but they said an investigation was opened after the student athlete won first place in a state-level sports competition. According to Spadafore, the student clearly outclassed the rest of her teams. Parents of the second and third place students and filed a complaint to the Utah High School Activities Association on the day of the outcome. The name of the sport and the school were not disclosed in order to protect the identity of the student. Neither the student nor the parents were notified of the complaint. They disclosed, Spadafore disclosed the investigation when the Utah State Legislature was discussing ongoing lawsuits against HB 11, a bill that banned transgender girls from participating in girls' interscholastic sports. The bill passed the State House and Senate earlier this year in February and March. Spadafore said his association has already received and investigated other complaints, including one that said a female athlete doesn't look feminine enough. He said, quite frankly, this is new ground for us. I'm not going to say that we have to down pat because I have no clue. I don't think any of us in the office have a clue if we have it down pat. Oh, I get it. Have it down pat. So Republican Governor Spencer Cox vetoed the bill on March 22nd in a press statement. He said the bill was pushed through without public input and would likely bankrupt the Utah High School Athletic Association and result in millions of dollars of legal fees for local school districts with no state protection. Then the state legislator overrode the veto 2 days later, and the bill went into effect in July. So, you know, this is, you would have never thought, I never thought growing up, that this would be something that we would be having controversy over. And now, you could have an individual who is actually very good at their sport be accused of not being a certain sex. And that could be pretty traumatizing. And so, you know, we need some leadership. We need some clarification. And doctors are mixed. Doctors are mixed, just like they were mixed on COVID. And they were mixed on the masks. And they were mixed on the mandates. Doctors are mixed. So, you know, when somebody says, okay, well, why don't we just do this? Everybody has to take a test. So we know they're biological. We just do it for everybody so nobody's discriminated against. Everybody gets a biological test, and then we know. Well, they're not going to do that because that's expensive. And you also may have individuals that then might not know their chromosomes until this happens. And then the school has access to private medical information. We're supposed to be keeping medical information private. And I know there's been a lot of people asking me about Brittany Griner. Is Brittany Griner XY or XX? I don't know. I'm assuming she's XY. But you have people, want, and we're not supposed to stereotype. We're not supposed to say, well, somebody shouldn't be that tall or somebody, you know, should have more curves. Athletes aren't very curvy. I mean, look at, you know, when you look at the ice skaters in the ice skating championship, you know, when you have very low body fat, because you are an athlete since toddler, you're not going to necessarily have the double D's until your body is able to, you know, use fat to convert to more hormones. So many times athletes have a very thin build and not very curvy. That doesn't mean they're not women. But I also see the other side of, you know, your children are trying to kill themselves in a competition. We're worried about you know, these teenagers and their mental health and their depression, their suicidality. And teenagers might need to know that, you know, don't kill yourself to break a record that might not be able to be broken in your gender class. So I get why parents want to know if, you know, their child is, you know, not competing to par or competing against a biological male. So I see both sides. So, you know, and sadly, we have the secondary gain of how lucrative sports can be if you become a champion. And so that's why, is it Leah Thomas, the swimmer? The reason why her story is so controversial is because she competed as her biological gender, male, lost. And once she transitioned, she won. And even though a lot of us support transgender rights, the topic of, but how do we know it's, you know, all about wanting to transition and not about wanting to win? This is probably one of the more difficult topics we've had in our lifetime, and I'm sure other countries, especially like Ukraine, is just shaking their head going, you know, guys, there's bigger fish to fry. People are, you know, wanting to kill us and send us to camps and messing with their Zaporizhia power plant, and you guys are worried about, you know, who's going to win a medal in sports. But if we are going to be consistent with, you know, our teenage mental health, with realistic expectations, with then I can understand why some parents are like, we need to know if our child is competing against a male or not. We need to know who our child is showering with. We need to know. And it's it puts transgender individuals in a very challenging position. So, you know, if any of you guys have ideas, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Like I said, I don't necessarily have what happened after that investigation, if they found that the child was male in kindergarten. But, you know, as it stands now, you know, in some states, if somebody wishes to transition and they want to compete, and it's so frustrating because somebody who's transgender should have every right to sports, but who's to stop everybody from doing that? You know, I mean, I believe Bruce Jenner, who became Caitlyn Jenner, really, really wanted to become Caitlyn. And his athletic career was over when she transitioned to become Caitlyn Jenner. But you have a lot of individuals seeing what's going on out there, and they go, there is money to be made. And I'm not accusing anybody of that, of any transgender athlete doing that, but now that potential is there. And so, you know, I told you guys, when I was a kid, I totally thought that I was, when I was really young, I thought I was going to be growing up to be male because I liked my dad more and I thought I got to choose. And my mom said, no. My sister's like, no, you're going to have boobies, you're going to have a period. Like, I don't want any of that. I don't want boobies and a period. You know, and so as a kid, I'm like, I'd love to be a boy, I'd like to hang out with the boys, you know, still. Most of my friends are guys, but thank God I'm, for me, a woman, heterosexual, had babies. I love that, you know, I never changed my gender just because I preferred what the boys did than what the girls did. That, so, you know, but you could have a lot of individuals saying, you know what, I really don't want to be a guy. I'm getting beat up all the time. I'm getting, you know, girls have it easier. Girls now can get jobs easier than guys. Girls can, you know, get, you know, you now might have this potential where people could be more insidious. What was it where there was a girl, was it in a Virginia school where a boy pretended to be transgender and then went to the bathroom and attacked her? What do we do about the prevention of non-true transgender individuals faking it? I don't know. And now it puts transgenders into this position. You know, I have a transgender in my family, you know, put in this position of, of look, people aren't going to believe us. They're so, yeah, it's tricky. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is scrubbing Monday's launch of its Artemis 1 moon rocket. Launch director Charlie Blackwell Thompson making the announcement Monday morning following issues with the temperature of one of the engines. Record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the southern border, fueling a debate over what to do with them. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reinforced his position during a campaign stop over the weekend.
We are busing them to New York City and to Washington, D.C.
Another bus of illegal immigrants arriving in the Big Apple Saturday. Leaders without proof claiming some are being sent against their will without knowing where they're going. The White House announced President Biden will spend Labor Day in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Biden carried Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in the 2020 election by slim margins. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were told, and I really, really hope they're wrong, that we were going to have an above-average Atlantic hurricane season. We were a little nervous because it was not an El Nino. El Nino usually is protective. It was a La Nina year. And we were concerned that, okay, we're going to be in for a bad season. And it has only had 3 named storms so far, none of which were hurricane strength. Whew. Okay, I don't want to jinx anything. Knock on wood. Everybody knock on wood. I don't want to jinx anything. In fact, Until now, this August joins the 1997 and 1961 records in having no-name storms as of end of August. Now, peak hurricane season starts in middle to end of August and ends October, even though hurricane season in total ends by November 1. So this is a very good sign that we haven't had a lot of storms. Well, now we're being told that we're starting to see some stirrings. They say a cluster of thunderstorms in the central Atlantic has the potential to organize sufficiently to become the first named storm since Colin in early July. Should this occur, according to The Guardian, it may move westwards and approach the Leeward Islands, bringing the threat of heavy rainfall towards the end of this week. But there was a little suggestion it would develop into a significant storm at this stage. So they say many hurricanes start their lifestyle as a tropical wave, often just off the West African coast. These waves are broad areas of low pressure with thunderstorms associated with them. Presently, this potential tropical system is merely one of the waves. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to turn into something. Now, we have seen some extreme flooding with monsoon season. We have Mississippi on alert. We have Pakistan. Pakistan had more than 1,000 people killed last week. And they said the severity and scale of Pakistan and India storms, their monsoon, is a little more severe. Not a lot of expected rainfall for them is planned. But, you know, I live in Nevada, and we've gotten more rain than I've seen in a long time. And so it's well needed, but it's very concerning that, you know, you have this kind of change in terms of the shifts. So Mississippi is in a little bit of danger. They have, they say the streets of Jackson are going to be draining Monday after days of heavy rain caused by the Pearl River cresting just below the major flood stage. Experts predict the river is going to remain at a high of over 35 feet, nearly a foot less of what was anticipated over the weekend, but then slowly subside. National Weather Service meteorologists said officials cut back the discharge into Pearl River from the Ross Barnett Reservoir by 10,000 cubic feet per second this morning. Pope hopes this will allow the streets in northern Jackson to start draining, and most areas will be drained, hopefully, by Monday morning. But they've been dealing with some really, especially central Mississippi and Jackson, have experienced heavy rainfall throughout August. In preparation for the flooding, Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency for Jackson and other nearby areas. Some Jackson public schools shifted to virtual learning to play it safe, and the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency deployed 126,000 sandbags to act as water barriers. So, you know, when you look at floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanoes, you know, they talk about how, all right, well, even nuclear fallout, right? Cities should have a plan. Everybody should know where to go, where to evacuate. And Florida does a damn good job when it comes to hurricanes. But a lot of the, you know, the rest of the country, we're a little complacent. We don't really have a lot going on. And so if you asked any of my neighbors, where do we go if we do end up getting massive flooding? And you can't. Where do we go if we do have a massive earthquake? Where do we go if there is a nuclear issue? Well, nobody knows. Now, we talked about how in the 1960s, there were a lot of buildings that were then repurposed as, all right, guys, these will be your bomb shelters. We'll have food and blankets and, you know, you'll go to the basement. But, I mean, I live in Nevada. We don't have a lot of basements. So I saw this piece. This was written in Daily Mail. They said major cities like Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles are not prepared for storms, floods, wildfires, and other disaster and will struggle to evacuate people from an incoming weather hazard. Experts at Florida Atlantic University say many mayors are ignoring the lessons from Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy, and other urban tragedies, and urge residents of ill-prepared cities to devise their own exit strategies. So Detroit, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Georgia, L.A. don't really have an evacuation strategy or quote-unquote secret plan. So urban planning scholar John Rennie gave the heads up to residents of Honolulu, Colorado Springs, El Paso, San Antonio, Memphis, Indianapolis after he rated those cities' evacuation plans as very weak. He said to the mayors of these cities, I say there is no excuse not to have a plan, and there are federal resources available to you to put one together. And so some places have you know plans, and that's because they, you know, they deal with constant threats. But a lot of these other areas, we don't. So, you know, Northern California, they know about the wildfires. Southern California, they don't get as many, you know, but they do get them, but they're usually more rural. But what if it's not? What if it does get worse? So I love prepping. I'm not necessarily a prepper, but I really believe that we are so underprepared, and I notice for me that I do better when I'm expecting it. You know, so if I'm expecting that there's going to be, you know, some drama, it's just less painful. If I, you know, expect there to be some disappointment, it's less disappointing. And so, but, you know, we do get complacent. So in terms of evacuation scenes, I think of Dante's Peak. Remember with Dante's Peak, there was a volcano, and then everybody tried to get out, and it was a mess, and then the bridge collapsed, which shouldn't have happened, but it did. So then the bridge collapsed, and it was just an absolute mess. And I remember telling myself, I'm like, okay, one is when Pierce Brosnan said to get the hell out, I would have. Yeah, because I would have listened to Pierce Brosnan because he's gorgeous. But two is, you know, if you're ever in that situation, you need to plan ahead. If there is warning, then, you know, and even if you're waiting for public officials to go, well, I don't know. You know, if you have a chance to get the hell out of Dodge, get out of Dodge. But these evacuation plans, these streets, these roads, the gas. I mean, look at what happened in Florida where hurricanes were coming and there were gas stations that were hiking up their price of gas just to take advantage. Well, yeah, and then the state had to be like, okay, if you're price gouging, you're in trouble. So, you know, I think, you know, in terms of risk reduction, you know, and I always tell people, you know, have an extra month of your prescriptions handy. You know, talk to your doctor about, look, you know, just in case there is an earthquake or wildfire or something, I need to leave. All right? I don't want to go off my blood pressure medicine or my diabetes medication. The average person cannot call their medical provider. When I tell you guys, you know, don't forget to reach out to your doctor, like, I can't reach out to my doctor. Nobody answers the phone. There's no staff. It's just an answering machine. So what I would do, and how you do this, and I know sometimes it's tricky with insurance, is you very slowly, you know, you can pretty much get a prescription once a month, right? 4 weeks. All right, very slowly get those prescriptions filled, and then have, of course, use your oldest medicine first as long as it's not expired. And then hopefully you end up accruing a few weeks of something. Because usually your insurance will allow you to get a prescription every 4 weeks. Sometimes it's every 30 days, but sometimes because, you know, some months have 31 days, or they might allow that wiggle room. But I would recommend that when you do prep for food, prep for water, prep for fuel, make sure you have at least 1 month of your prescriptions ready to go and have it in a waterproof bag, sealed and ready to grab, that in case you do have to evacuate. Up in northern Nevada, I think last year they had to evacuate for 12 days. And, you know, that's a long time to be out of your medication. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, last Friday, and I was at a conference at the time, so I did a little Facebook Live on this topic, but I didn't get to talk to you all, if you don't access my Facebook Live. Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Now, not me and Corey, we're not Mommy and Daddy, but pharmaceutical giants, Mommy Moderna and Poppy Pfizer are fighting. And Moderna is suing Pfizer and BioNTech for stealing their mRNA technology. I mean, we knew the drama just keeps coming. Now, this is interesting. All right? And I'm not really sure what my opinion is, but there's just something that's off on this. So, pharmaceutical giant Moderna published a statement on their website saying that Pfizer and BioNTech infringe on their patents. They filed a suit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts and the Regional Court of Dusseldorf in Germany. So according to the statement on Moderna's website, Moderna believes that Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine Comirnaty infringes patents Moderna filed between 2010 and 2016 covering Moderna's foundational mRNA technology. This groundbreaking technology was critical to the development of Moderna's own mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, Spikevax. Pfizer and BioNTech copied this technology without Moderna's permission to make Comirnaty. Now, some of you are like, ooh, well, oh, yeah, well, Moderna came up with the recipe for the vaccine first, but then Pfizer beat them to the punch. And, you know, it is interesting. I am a little confused as how Moderna did reach out to the FDA first, and then Pfizer was able to beat them to a punch. What really confused me, and I'm a fan of Pfizer, I'm a fan of Moderna, right? But these were some things that made me go, things that make you go, And I remember correctly, and I don't have it in front of me, but I remember originally, because I had to change all my articles, the original report from Pfizer, when Pfizer beat Moderna to the punch at the end of November, said we have 90% efficacy in severe risk of hospitalization and death with our vaccines, 90%. Moderna comes out a week later saying we have 94.5%. So I'm like, wow, damn. Moderna just beat Pfizer. Then a few days later, Pfizer says, nope, we have 95% efficacy in reducing risk. And so I had to then everything that remained published said the 95. So I had to go back and, you know, fix my articles on that. But I'm like, did anybody kind of notice that too? That, you know, stuff happens, and I have the Pfizer vaccine. I've been happy with the Pfizer vaccine. But was the technology stolen? So I told you guys, messenger RNA or mRNA, we've known about that for decades. It was discovered in the 1960s. And then they started research and were able to develop ways to get mRNA into the cells. And remember, mRNA is an instruction for a cell to make a product like a spike protein or something else. And so it was exciting, but the problem we had with mRNA is you couldn't, it was really difficult to get it to deliver its RNA transcript without getting destroyed by the body or degraded. So nanotechnology helped fill that gap. And that was where we ended up making the liposome, the little fatty droplets, the lipid nanoparticles, to wrap it up like a little bubble. That allowed it to stay protected long enough to get into the cell. Once it gets into the cell, then the cell can read it, make the spike proteins. So they originally used these with, I believe, the Ebola virus, and I think ZMapp. But then with COVID, multiple other vaccines, you know, ended up going, okay, well, great, now we have this technology. So there was now the discussion of, okay, well, who came up with it? Well, that's been discussed. And Moderna says, all right, we are filing these lawsuits to protect the innovative mRNA technology platform that we pioneered, invested billions of dollars in creating, and patented during the decade preceding the COVID-19 pandemic. So Moderna Chief Executive Officer Stephanie Bancel said this foundational platform we began building in 2010, along with their patented work on coronaviruses in 2015 and 2016. It enabled us to produce a safe and highly effective COVID-19 vaccine in record time after the pandemic struck. And they're not lying about that. As we work to combat health challenges moving forward, Moderna is using our mRNA technology platform to develop medicines that could treat and prevent infectious diseases like influenza, HIV, autoimmune, cardiovascular diseases. Now, people are like, okay, well, wait a second. Well, wait, why are they bringing this up now? The vaccines have been around for a while. Why today is Moderna, or this week or last week? Well, they made a pledge that they were not going to go after any, because of the mass scarcity of vaccine numbers, they said they made a pledge. And during the height of the pandemic, they would not enforce their patents due to low global vaccine supply. Now, though, they say when the collective fight against COVID-19 entered a new phase and vaccine supply was no longer a barrier to access in many parts of the world, Moderna updated its pledge. It made clear, while it would never enforce its patents for any COVID-19 vaccine used in the 92 low and middle income countries in the Gavi COVAX advanced market commitment, Moderna expected companies like Pfizer and BioNTech to respect their intellectual property rights and would consider a commercially reasonable license should they request one for other markets. Pfizer and BioNTech have failed to do so. Now, the only thing that is a little interesting is one of the people that helped develop, that came up with the lipid nanoparticle technology was Dr. Caitlin Carrico. Caitlin Carrico began working in BioNTech in 2013. So she worked with Penn Medicine. She and Dr. Drew Weissman invented the modified mRNA technology used in Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna's vaccines, they said. They found a way to modify mRNA and later develop a delivery technique to package it in lipid nanoparticles. So she joined BioNTech, who Moderna's suing, in 2013. So now it starts to get a little confusing going, but if the person who helped develop the technology is a part of BioNTech, then who gets credit? Was it Moderna, or was it BioNTech, or is it her? This Dr. Carrico. Maybe Dr. Carrico needs to sue everybody else. I don't know. But Moderna said that Pfizer and BioNTech took four different vaccine candidates into clinical testing, which included options that would have steered clear of Moderna's innovative path. Pfizer and BioNTech, however, ultimately decided to proceed with a vaccine that has the same exact mRNA chemical modification to its vaccine as Spikevax. Moderna scientists began developing this chemical modification that avoids provoking an undesirable immune response when mRNA was introduced into the body in 2010, and where it then they validated it in human trials in 2015. Then they also said Pfizer and BioNTech copied their approach to encode for the full-length spike protein in a lipid nanoparticle. Moderna scientists developed this approach for MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So this will be interesting to see what happens in the courts. They do not want to remove any of Pfizer's vaccines. They want people to have access to it, but they will seek damages for any of Pfizer's sales after March 8, 2022, after the Moderna pledge expired. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.